want to focus on indexing higher for more keywords. How to use the search query report, the search query product report, to target and gain market share in the high value relevant keywords. Should I target a few keywords to be aggressive at a time? Then what? Ooh, that's a great question. Yeah, I think it kind of depends on your budget. And I would also say let the data guide you what works. But I would start with looking at my current search term reports and seeing what I've had success with. When you have a lot of search volume, when you have a lot of search terms that you're already ranking for, I would look at, one of the things I do is like in a Helium search, looking at the difference between organic rank and sponsored rank. And you can kind of look at the same like a search query. You can look at like who are your direct competitors? What terms did they rank for? So I think that's the determination you have to make. How wide do you want to cast your net versus how much you want to focus? Because you have a limited amount of budget, presumably. I favor the more high value because it's SEO and you can do both. I favor sort of a synergistic approach where yes, you want to target the high value ones, the manual exact terms or manual broad, pick a few manual keywords, very directly targeting those high value ones. And again, the key is the way you control your costs is by keeping the number of targets per campaign down, number of ad groups per campaign to one, keep your bids reasonable. You want to let the search query report guide you in terms of that's going to show you like overall how you're doing. And then, like I said, focus on your competitors too, some of the key competitors that you maybe want to take market share from. Indexing higher for more keywords is sort of different than indexing higher for the highest relevancy, highest value keyword. That's what auto campaigns and category campaigns are for, not gold pans, because that'll screw up your search term report. That's a great maybe opportunity to try single ASIN auto sponsor product, just very meat and potatoes, but then look at that search term report and then compare that to your SQP, to your search query product performance report. I'm constantly going there to glean information, rough liners. I'm just not there systemically as you're talking to like, okay, let me identify like the top five high value relevant keywords and target those. I'm more looking at where are the gaps between what I do well organically and what maybe I could focus on more sponsored and I know I convert really well. So certainly like if you go to Helium and run a Cerebro search or Jungle Scout and run a keyword indexing search, right? Focus on the difference between your sponsored rank and your organic. I commonly will compare my organic rank and my sponsored rank as a method of identifying. Now, what I like about SQP is the data is cleaner because it's from Amazon directly. I trust it a little bit more. Okay, bro. This is just one way to do it. Obviously, Helium's one way to go. There's lots of products that you can use to do this. But so grab an ASIN and run a keyword search. I would then cross-reference this to the SQP, just so that's clear. Where is the search volume? What are my competitors focusing on? And then looking at sort of the differences between where I really do well organically or overall that maybe I could focus more on sponsored because the chances are I'm already going to convert well for that. It's important to note that all these behaviors are related. So indexing for broad keywords can help you index for related broad keywords or long tail related exact keywords, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so here we go. So we've got all these keywords and what I would suggest, this is one trick. We call this like a strike zone, and that is derived from Stephen Pope's strike zone SEO strategy. But so you're looking at, okay, I organically rank number one, but sponsored rank, I'm number 30. Sponsored rank, I'm number 36. Sponsored rank, I'm not ranked. If this were my client, or if like this, I were looking for new places to increase indexing and ranking, this is a great place to start. Now, obviously, this is Helium, so this is third-party data. So I would then go cross-reference, make sure that it matches up, that I'm seeing similar data in terms of where I rank for certain terms and the volume looks similar. That's the other thing. It only matters if there's enough search volume. It only matters if there's enough search volume here for it to be, if there's only like zero searches, we don't care. But that's another opportunity. I'm organically ranking very high, sponsored not very much. It means there's probably market share to be gained here. The opposite can sometimes be true. If I rank really well sponsored and low organic, that might be another place that I could focus on. All right, so I'm rambling a little bit here, but you get the idea. And then utilizing the SQP, match that up. And then, like I said, run maybe like a single, like either a category campaign with filters for a single ASIN or a single ASIN sponsored product campaign, so that you can keep the search term report clean. So this is not the gold pan campaign that I've been talking about. This is the single traditional auto campaign, single ASIN, single ad group. You can even control the match types if you want to get really, you know, persnickety about the relevancy. Because that way you have a search term report that's showing you real-time data with your real customers really interacting with your real ads. So that is a great way to sort of understand, all right, where should I focus my manual targeting, the sort of direct targeting that you're talking about? Okay, I want to make sure that I increase my indexing and ranking for these specific keywords. So that's the other thing you can look at. Look at your competitors' alt text using an alt text viewer like I showed you. Look at the brand SQP report, certainly. Use a third-party data tool and compare the discrepancy between organic and sponsored rank. These are all tactics that you can use. Ultimately, in terms of whether you should specifically focus on high value or spread your sticks sort of in a wider net strategy, let the data guide you. Like, there's no definitive right, wrong answer there. You have a limited amount of budget. You got to spread it as best you can. And then when the data shows you which is the more effective strategy, I would start wide and go narrow typically so you don't miss anything, but that's the best way. I hope that answers your question.